Okay, item 97.
Request of Crystal Ilinski to address council regarding Start Anew.
Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm glad you're all here. It's actually on Starting Anew. I don't know how I managed to have bad grammar. I actually meant to testify on the day I was being evicted, New Year's Eve, midnight, but you guys took the day off and also Christmas. So meanwhile, I was looking for housing for 8 months. I have Section 8, and the first time I ever came to speak to you, I had just received it. I'd been evicted by the landlord. I showed it to, look, I have Section 8, and he was like, bye-bye. And I was testifying about how difficult it is to get housing in this city. That was 2008, because that's when the storm came and the roof caved in and the next place I lived in. But I pretty much covered the whole gamut of agencies and services. And this time around, it's even worse. So many years later, I don't see any improvements at all. And I pretty much know the services like the back of my hand, but I'm doing it again. I had to take after looking for housing until November, I packed in December the agencies that said they would help me clean and pack and get movers fell through the day before my eviction, and I was more disabled. My disability just gets worse, so it was a lot harder than last time. So I took a self-inflicted sort of therapy a couple weeks off in my mother's attic, and now I'm back. I'm living in a shelter down the street, and I figure as long as I'm downtown, I'm going to keep coming to City Hall, go to all these agencies and ask for help and not just start it over again. So 600 places in 8 months, most of them saying no because of Section 8. And I talked to the head of Home Forward as well, and the day that he received an award from you. And he said, yeah, well, the new law, you know, there's a new law, everybody talks about it. And I was like, yeah, it's like the law they introduced in 2008. Nothing's happened. He said, yeah, that's true. It's not really much teeth to it. We're looking for a legal precedent. So I said, I might be your first precedent. Hopefully I can get the legal stuff in place. So I fought it. It was essentially Section 8 that maneuvered things to make sure I was evicted. And I fought it, and I didn't win. So it's just a little harder. I came also to testify about, I think it's agenda item 121 today at 2:00. If anyone can come again today, I'm not sure I can make it because I have to go to have meetings at other agencies. But I'm here to help. I attended these hearings for my old neighborhood, North Northeast, and the $20 million that is going into this construction is we never got a call back on it. I had people who attended it ask me about it, and I went to Mayor Hill's office to ask about it. So I never heard about the feedback. They said they would give us 10 days to see the preview on what you were going to present, apparently today. And the only reason I knew about this is because I heard it on OPB. They said it was $20 million on Monday, and now they say it's $14 million, so something's changing. No, but please, please postpone this so that we can get more people involved, because this is it's happening in all of our backyards. And I'm also still suffering from the September 4th assault by the federal agent. And I'm glad to be downtown because now I can get free services for healthcare again. But after over a year, it's just I see more and more people in my circumstances, and I can't believe it's happening again.
Well, we wish you well. Thank you for being here this morning.
Thanks for your future help.
Thank you. Take care.